Thank you, Francis. And now back to the news, this time with a sporting flavour. We don't often feature the county's golfers, but the ladies' county team has enjoyed unprecedented success this season. We also hear how older sporting types enjoy themselves at the UEA Sports Park, and that a gymnastics centre is opened at Easton by an Olympic gymnast.
Norfolk ladies captain Tracy Williamson is bursting with pride after her team's excellent showing at the highest level of county golf, but believes they could have come away with an even higher points tally. Williamson's squad exceeded some people's expectations, if not their own, at the county championship finals at Waterlooville in Hampshire earlier this month, when they finished a third in a 16 table. Playing in the event for the first time in more than 40 years, Norfolk ended up with only champions Gloucestershire and multiple former winners Yorkshire above them in the standings, and were the only county to avoid defeat at the hands of the eventual winners. Finishing third in a national tournament was a great achievement, and I certainly think we surprised a few people, said the skipper. We were always confident we would go out there and give a good account of themselves, but I don't think some of the teams we're up against thought we were a threat. In the end, we could easily have ended up winning three of our matches rather than just one. The two draws were very tight games, and we had good chances to win both of them, but unfortunately we couldn't quite get the points we needed. It was indeed an excellent all-round performance, with all 10 of the players called upon registering on the scoreboard.
The UEA Sports Park filled with about 100 people on Friday, September the 30th, all playing activities from curling to dancing to table tennis. Despite the physical activity required in many of the games, those in attendance were older people, many of them residents from care homes and sheltered housing environments in Norwich. Active Norfolk decided to celebrate UK Older People's Day, which was on the 1st of October, by hosting the Mobile Me Festival at the UEA. The Mobile Me project was launched in June 2015 to bring physical activity programmes to older people at care homes and sheltered housing schemes. That old adage of use it or lose it really applies here. So if you're not using your limbs, if you're not moving them, they can deteriorate, said Ryan Hughes, the project officer for Mobile Me. As you get older, you need to do every little bit to keep them moving and keep them able for as long as possible. A secondary goal of the project, yet just as crucial for maintaining mental and physical well-being, is providing a social outlet for older people. One couple at the festival, John and Julie Oakes, said they appreciated the project for bringing them together with people they would not otherwise have met. It does help to look forward to something and to meet everybody. We do meet people more, and you feel so much better when you go home. I'm sure there are a lot of people that sit at home and would love an opportunity to do something like this, but it's not easy if you're on your own, and I should imagine to get out and do something, Mrs. Oakes said. This gives people a reason to leave the flat, to come down and be together, and end a little bit of that loneliness, Mr. Hughes added.
An Olympic gymnast has officially opened Eastern Gymnastics Club's new purpose-built centre. Bryn Bevan, a member of Team GB at the Rio Olympics, visited the new gymnastics and trampolining centre in Barber Road, Easton, for the event. Bradley Thompson, director of coaching and a trustee, said, "It is an honour to have Bryn come and officially open our new centre. He is an inspiration to many young up-and-coming gymnasts, and his presence will be a major boost to the club and all its participants. This £500,000 project to build a purpose-built gymnasium centre for the local area started as a pipe dream and now has become a reality. Work started in February 2015 and the facility was opened in September 2015. Within the first 12 months, the facility had over 50,000 visitors and membership has doubled to over 500.
Runners dressed as crayons, cheerleaders and chefs made their way through Catton Park last weekend. Creatively dressed runners, whose fancy dress was themed around the letter C for Catton, were celebrating Catton Park Run's third birthday, as well as marking 12 years of national park runs. former Olympian Paul Evans, who competed in the Atlanta and Barcelona Olympics in the 10,000 metres track finals, was on hand to start the special race. Prizes were given out at the end of the 5K run for the best-dressed entrant, and cakes and refreshments were provided, courtesy of the Friends of Caton Park. The run itself was run by John Scoggins. Caton Park Run was set up with the support of Broadland District Council and Active Norfolk. It's part of a national programme of more than 400 volunteer-organised park runs. More than 1 million runners have taken part since 2004, and it's become a global event with Saturday morning runs in 14 countries.
For most 101-year-olds, a slow pace of life is in order. Maurice Sills, however, doesn't see things that way. Mr. Sills, a committed Norwich City fan for 41 years, still volunteers 3 days a week at St. Paul's Cathedral, a short tube ride away from his North London care home. And on Tuesday, London-born Mr. Sills enjoyed a seat in the director's box to watch the Canaries under-23 team beat Barnet 5-0 in the Checkatrade Trophy after his story caught the attention of club bosses. He was accompanied by fellow fans from London-based supporters group Capital Canaries. "I'm something of a museum piece to my friends now," he said. He began following the Canaries in 1975 when he and his wife Ellen bought a holiday home near Fakenham after they retired as teachers. And though he has remained committed to the club for 4 decades, only giving up his season ticket 2 years ago, he shuns the term supporter. "I have always said that I am a follower, not a supporter," he said. Mr. Sills travelled all over the country to watch the club and lists his favourite players as Chris Sutton, Martin Peters and Jeremy Goss. "Norfolk and Norwich in particular have given me a lot," he said. "Friendships, memories. I've enjoyed that. We've won some and we've lost some, but that is all good fun."